We're picking up on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, 15 lines down from the top. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Kol Ta'anis Shlo Kibo Alav Mi Ba'od Yom Lav Shmei Ta'anis. Shmuel said that any fast day which a person did not accept upon himself from the day before is not considered a fast. That you must accept it upon yourself the day before if you want it to count as a fast. The Gemara says, V'yasev Mayan, if he sits and fasts, he doesn't eat the whole day, what is the status of that day? Does he get any credit? Amarabba Bar Shilo, he said, Dami Lamapucha Demalya Zeka, it's like a bellows which is filled with air. Bellows is a tool used to blow air into fire. It's just like he's filled up with air. He fasted for no purpose, and it's not worth anything. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi, the end of the third wide line in Rashi, V'i Yosef Mai Misal Glatanis Ilo, does it count as a fast or not? Perhaps if he had accepted upon himself to fast a certain number of days, will this day count as one of the days? And the Gemara says, no, it's like a lamapucha, like a bellows, hu amapuach shenofchem bo hanafachem esor hamismali baruach. The mapuach is the bellows that the nafachem, the blacksmiths, use to blow air into the fire. So to this person, it's just like he's filled up with air that he didn't eat. He fasted for bechinam for no good reason, because it doesn't count as a fast. So again, to fulfill a fast, you must accept it the day before. So now the Gemara says, back in the Gemara, far lines up from the wide lines, Amos Makbale, when do you have to accept upon yourself this fast? Rav Amar b'mincha, Rav says you just have to do it sometime in the afternoon, in the time of mincha. Ushmuel Amar b'tfilas ha-mincha. Shmuel says, no, you must do it as part of your Shmona Esrei, at the end of Shmona Esrei, in the mincha of the day before the fast. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Kavase d'Shmuel mistabra. Shmuel's opinion seems more correct. Why? D'chsev Megillas Tainis, because it is written in Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis was a list of days that were considered minor holidays. And on those days, even though we didn't celebrate, it was forbidden to fast or make eulogies. So in this listing of days that it is forbidden to fast, it says, Lahain, but, kol inish deyaisi alohi mekadmas dana, any person who had brought upon himself a fast, mekadmas dana, before these days, before these holidays were instituted. For example, if someone said, I will fast every Monday the whole year, and they later instituted a holiday that fell on a Monday, the Megillas Tainis says, Yeser, he can and must prohibit himself on that fast, meaning he fasts, even though it's a holiday, since the fast preceded the holiday. And the Bryce says he prohibits himself, he forbids himself in the fast. My love, Yeser Atzma, what does it mean that he forbids himself? I should just say, he's required to fast, or it's forbidden for him to eat. What does it mean that he must actively forbid himself? The Gemara says that extra stress must be referring to my love Yeser Asmo Bitsilo, that he must prohibit himself, must accept the fast Bitsilo in his davening, meaning as Shmuel said. So again, the Megillas Tainis stresses that he must prohibit himself, i.e., he must prohibit himself during davening, as Shmuel said. The Gemara says, lo, no, that's not what Megillas Tainis means. Really, what it means, or what it should say, you should change the word to ye'aser atzmo, that he is forbidden to eat. Meaning, no, it's not saying that he must forbid himself, meaning accept it during davening. The Bryce is just saying, the Megillas Tainis is just saying, if his fast day, he had accepted it upon himself before the holiday was instituted, he remains prohibited to eat. Pligi Bahad Baha Rabbi Chia Rabbi Shimon Barabi, and Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Barabi argued on this point. Chad Amar Yeser, one said that you should have the correct Yerson read Megillas Tainis as Yeser, that he must forbid himself, meaning in davening he must accept it again the day before. But Chad Amar Yeser, one said no, it simply means he is forbidden to eat, but not that he must do anything extra or special to forbid himself. Manda Amar Yeser Kedemrin, the one who said that Yeser, he must forbid himself, as we said above, we quoted the real scientists, which seem to have that girsa. L'man da'amar ye'aser mai, the one who says that really it should be ye'aser, that he is forbidden, but not that he must do it himself and accept it upon himself again during davening. Mahi, what is this opinion? Where does this opinion come from? Desana, because we learned in a braisa, Megillas Tainus, in Megillas Tainus, a different version, Kol Inish Deyaisi Aloi Mekadmas Dana, any person who had brought upon himself a fast that preceded these many holidays, Ye Aser, he is forbidden to eat even on the holiday. Ketzad, the Raisa says, how is this? Yachad Shekiba Lav Sheni Mechamishi Shal Kol Hashana Kula, if a person accepted upon himself to fast every Monday and Thursday all year long, V'irubam Yom Tovim Haksuvim Megillas Tainus, and then one of the holidays listed, the Megillas Tainus fell out on a Monday or Thursday. Im nidro kodem l'gzeraseinu, if his neder, his promise, his vow to fast all these days, was earlier preceded the gzera, when the rabbis instituted these holidays, yevatel nidros gzeraseinu, so then his vow nullifies, cancels our gzera, since the vow came before the institution of the holiday. Bim gzeraseinu kodemus l'nidro, and if the institution, the decree of the holiday, came before his vow, tivatel gzeraseinu es nidro, so then his the gzera, the holiday, is mevatel, nullifies his vow, and he does not fast on that day. So the Bryce seems to say simply, even if you accepted it much earlier, so as long as you accepted it before the holiday was instituted, you remain usher. And the Bryce implies you remain usher, not that you have to do anything special and accept it again during davening. So this Bryce seems to be in accordance with the opinion of Rav, who says that you don't have to specifically accept the fast upon yourself during the Shmona Esrei of Mincha before the fast. So let's see Rashi on that. B'mincha, b'zman ha-mincha, during the time of mincha, v'afil b'shuk, and even if he's in the marketplace, Omer, he just says, harini macha b'tanis, tomorrow I'm going to be fasting. Shmuel says, no, it must be v'tfilas mincha, b'sof, at the end of the davening of mincha, you say tosefes, ritzui v'tachnunim, you say additional supplications and prayers, ad shomer, until you say, harini macha b'tanis, tomorrow I will fast. V'dafka nakat mincha, and Shmuel specifically chose mincha, mishum nesamach letchilas yom taniso, because it's near the beginning of the day of his fast. Lafuke tchilas yotzer, and this is to the exclusion of shachars. V'dekanami, this is also implied and exact in the words of Shmuel, midapasuk Shmuel, since Shmuel paskinu pligi ad Rav, and he is arguing on Rav, the Amar Bizmana mincha, who said that any time during the afternoon, during the time of mincha, shiur yaser, which is a larger shiur, Shmuel limited that and said, no, it must be specifically when you daven mincha. Kedichsiv Megillas Tainus, Shmuel's opinion sounds like what is written in Megillas Tainus. L'sof yom tovim haksuv Megillas Tainus, after the list of the holidays which are written in Megillas Tainus, ksiv, but says, mekadmus dana yaser, if you had already previously made yourself accepted upon yourself fast, so then you must prohibit yourself. Well, mina tani, because earlier in the Megillas Tainus it said, Eilen Yomin di lo lihisana b'hon, these are the days which you're not allowed to fast on. Lahain, but kol inish diyesi alohi tanis min kadamas dana, any person who had brought upon himself fast before these dates, lifnei eil yom tovim, before these holidays, could go in shekibo lo vasar tanios, for example, if you had promised to fast for 10 days, or Esrim, or 20 days, v'nichnasu elo yom v'hem, and then these holidays entered and fell out during the days you had already accepted. So yeser b'tzila, so you must prohibit yourself in davening, b'tzila, b'tzila means davening, Rashi says. V'ilo kibla alei b'tzila t'mincha, if you do not accept upon yourself and mincha, lo dachi l'hanach yom tovim, so then that they won't push off, your fast will not push off the holiday, because again, it's only a fast if you accept it at the previous mincha. Alma de ikar tanis boile kibule b'tfilas mincha. You see that a tanis requires to accept it at the mincha before. V'ilo kibule alei b'tfilas mincha lo asa klum. If you do not accept it at mincha beforehand, it's nothing. Yeser lashon v'asra isar, that you must prohibit yourself. It's a word based on asar of prohibition. B'tzilo, again, b'tzilo means b'tzalusa, is the Aramaic word for davening, you must do in davening. Ika da Amri, some say lasho neder, some say no tzilo means, it's a word that is related to the word of neder, a vow. Shekibo lovli sanos, that you accepted upon yourself to fast. Kamo harimosi yadi al Hashem. The pasuk says that I will lift my hand up to Hashem, meaning I will swear. Dimitargami, and the Unglis translates that arimus into Aramaic as, Dimitargami, and the Unglis translate that as arimus yadi bitsilo. I will raise my hand bitsilo, meaning in a vow. So you see the word silo can mean a vow, and that's what it means. It means you must re-accept the fast in a vow the day before, meaning during mincha. But the word tzilo means vow, not prayer. Vein Rabbi Moda, but Rashi says, my teacher did not accept and agree with this explanation of the Gemara, and rather tzilo means prayer, as Rashi said first. Haidek Tani Dechsiv, Rashi just comments that this, the Gemara says, Dechsiv, that it is written in Megillas Tainus, implying that Megillas Tainus was written down perhaps before the rest of Torah Shabbat was written down. Mishum Megillas Tainus Haisen Echtavis Levav Lezicharon Nisim, that Megillas Tainus specifically was written down, was always in written form to remember the miracles that had happened on these days and the holidays that we instituted for them. V'chadamar Yasser, one opinion says no, the correct yes is Yasser, that he remains Yasser, he remains prohibited. Dlavi Tani Yasser doesn't say that you must prohibit yourself with Silo and Davnin. Damashtra and Dafka, which Dafka Kedamrina Imakabo B'tfilas Mincha in V'lo, which implies that you must specifically accept it, Mincha, if not, not. Ella Yaser, rather, the correct here says Yaser, that he is prohibited, he remains prohibited to eat. The Mashma Yehei Aser Lechel, you simply are Aser to eat. The E Asya Leitanis Minikadamastana, if the fast came before these holidays, Bein Mitzvila, Bein Shlom Mitzvila, whether you accept it upon yourself in davening or not, you simply remain Aser. Maihi, what is the basis of the opinion who says that you do not need to accept it again? At Mincha Maika Sabra, what does he hold? Mashani, and we answer Kedisanis, we learned in a Brisa Yachad, Shekibul of Tanis, if someone accepted on himself a fast. Shini v'chamishi, Monday and Thursday, Shal Kol Hashanah Kula, all year. Klomar means to say, Kedimafarish, Behedya, and as the Brisa will continue to explain explicitly, Im Nidro Kodim Gzirasenu, as long as his original vow came before the rabbis instituted this holiday, so then his vow and the fast supersedes the holiday. V'lo shnabei mitfila ben shlo mitfila. It doesn't sound like whether you had accepted upon yourself in davening or not. As long as you had accepted upon yourself, it's okay. Kodem gzera seinu, if your vow came before the decree of the holiday. Kodem shigazru chom yom tovim halalu, before the rabbis decreed these holidays. Havami shigazru, but if the rabbis had already decreed them, afal pi shehizchol taniyosav kodem azmanu halalu lodachu, even if you began fasting before the date of the holiday, your fast does not push away the holiday. If the holiday was instituted before the vow, then you are not allowed to fast. Back in the Gemara. So that was a machlokas, whether a fast must be accepted specifically during the tefillah of mincha before your fast, or not specifically during davening. Okay, the Gemara continues on with another issue. Tana Rabbanan, six lines up, the rabbis taught, Ad masai ochel v'shosa, until when can you eat and drink? Meaning, if you're going to be fasting tomorrow day, until when can you eat and drink the previous night? Ad shi'ala amud ha-shachar divei Rebbe. Rebbe said, until daybreak, until dawn of the next day. So you can eat the whole night. Rebbe Eliezer, or Shimon, Omer, ad kros ha-gever. No, you must stop a little earlier. You can eat up until the rooster crows the next morning, right before dawn. Amar Abaye, lo shanu el shlo gamar sudaso. Abaye said, no, but this is only true if you do not finish your meal. As long as you continue to eat, you can eat all night. But once you finish dinner of the previous night, then you're not allowed to eat anymore the rest of the night. Aval gamar sudaso, if you finished your meal, eino ochel, you're not allowed to eat anymore. Esvei Rava, Rava asked a question on Abaye, but the Braisa says, gamar v'amad hariza ochel, even if you finish your meal and get up, you're allowed to continue eating. So you see that you're allowed to eat after your meal. The Gemara answers, no, hasam kshalusi lake. Over there, we're talking about when you do not remove the table. In the times of the Gemara, they used to have removable tables. And as long as the table was still set up, even if you finished your meal, since the table's still out, as Rashi will explain, you still have in mind to continue eating, and therefore you're allowed to continue eating. But if you'd remove the table, then you would have to stop eating. Ikeda Amri, some say as follows, with this version of the Gemara. Amar Rava said, Lo shano elika shlo yashin, the only time it is permitted to continue eating the whole night is if you didn't go to sleep for the night. Aval Yashem, if you went to sleep for the night and then woke up before daybreak, Eino Ochel, you are not allowed to eat. Eisvei Abai, then Abai asked the question on Rava, Yashin V'amad Hareza Ochel. Another Brisa says that even if you go to sleep, if you when you wake up, if it's not the morning yet, you're allowed to eat. So the Gemara says no. Hasam b'misanamnim. Over there, we're talking about when you didn't really go to sleep for the night. You simply dozed off. So if you dozed off, that's not really set sleep. So you're allowed to continue eating when you wake up. The Gemara says heichli dami misanamnim. What is it? What does it mean to doze? How do you define dozing? Ravashi said nim velo nim. He's up, but not quite up. Tir velo tir. Asleep, but not quite asleep. He's somewhere in the middle, in between. How? Dekaru Levani, if they call him, he will answer, he will respond. Lo yada ahadure svarab, and he doesn't know how to respond with something that would require thinking. I mean, simple yes or no answer, he can answer, but not something that requires thinking. Dechimidkri le, and when they remind him the next day about what happened, midkar, he will remember what happened. So, if you're in that state of dozing, when you get up, you're still allowed to eat. Let's see Rashi on that previous Amud. Admasai ochel v'shos, until when can you eat and drink? V'layla at night kishmisan alamachar, when you be fasting the next day, v'chol taniyo shu ochel mishetach shach, with all fasts that you, in which you eat during the previous night, meaning unlike Yom Kippur or Tisha B'av, when you fast for a whole day. V'asil b'tanis yachad kamari, even we're talking about even just a private individual fast, someone who accepted upon himself a fast, until when can he eat? Ad kros agever, until the rooster calls, v'afilu pam rishon, even the first time it calls, ka'amar, which is an earlier time, mid ka'amar gaba yotzi yechidi b'layla, because in terms of going out alone at night, b'seder yuma, in Maseches Yuma, it says ad shishalish, until he calls out three times. So our Gemara doesn't specify three, so even the first call of the rooster, from that point on, you cannot eat. Shilo gamar sudaso, one opinion said that you're only allowed to eat if you didn't finish your meal. Avogamar, devira kol eino ochel, but once you finish your meal, every reason you can't eat. Achav amad, but the Braisa says, even if you get up and you finish eating, you're allowed to eat even after the meal. Afi shabirich, v'amad mishalchano, even though you benched and got up from the table. Chozer v'ochel v'imakachlim, you're allowed to continue eating, there's no problem. So we answer no, that's only talking about shalosilek as a tabla. You didn't remove the table. Delav akirihi, because that's not uprooting yourself from the meal. V'lasach daite me'achil, and you do not remove your mind from eating, you still plan on eating. Ukasuda arichta dami, therefore it's considered one long meal even though you benched. Ikada amri amarava, some say that Rava said as follows, that what? They are allowed to eat the whole night until you go to sleep. Vahalacha kikada amri ochva shosa adshi yishain keva, and this is the halacha that you're allowed to eat until you go to sleep in a permanent sleep, meaning in your bed, and you really fall asleep, you're not just dozing. And as long as you're up, you can keep eating all the way until dawn, till daybreak, as Rebbe said. But if you go to sleep, that's considered an interruption, a separation. And from then on, you're not allowed to eat. Hasam, when do we say you're allowed to eat after you go to sleep? Not when you really go to sleep. Only when you doze off. That's how you say it in Old French. Continuing Rashi, the next Amud here, air, he's up, Kedem Targumina, as Unkla says, Vayikat, he woke up. Unkla says it as Vayisar, he woke up. So air, or tier, means to be awake. Adure Svar, to respond with thinking, Im Sarchimenu Dabar Shitzarachir, if you need something from him which requires thinking, Enyodea Lomar Ba'och Misnanim, he can't say it, he can't respond while he's still dozing, because he's not really up. Midkar, but when you remind him, he remembers, Kazesh Shemata Midkar, when you say, oh, did you hear this? Do you remember us talking about this? He'll remember. Continuing in the Gemara. Amar Avkana, Amar Rav, Yachaj Kibel of Tanis, Aser B'ni'ila Sasandal. When an individual accepts upon himself a fast without specifying, he's prohibited to wear leather shoes on that day, and it has all of the stringencies of a full public fast like Tisha B'Av. Why? Chayshin and Shema Tanis Sibur Kibel Olav, because we're worried, perhaps he accepted upon himself a full Tanis Sibur, that a fast day with the stringencies of a public fast day, since he didn't specify. Hechli le'avid, so what should he do if he doesn't want to accept these stringencies? Amarabba Barav Shilo, he said, Le Mahachi, this is what he should say, Lamachar, tomorrow, Ehe Lefanecha Betanis Yachid, tomorrow I will be fasting with a personal private fast. So since you specify a private fast, it doesn't have the stringencies of public fast. Amru le Rabbanan le Rav Sheshes, but the Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes, Hachka chazina Rabbanan de Misaimi Masnaihu Vasu lebei Tanisa. But we see in Bavel the rabbis wear their shoes when they come to davening on a fast day, that even on a public fast day they wear their shoes. So clearly even on a true public fast day you're allowed to wear shoes. Ikbid, Rav Sheshes got upset. Va'amr, when he told them, Dilma meichel na meichel, what are you learning from those rabbis? Maybe those rabbis are eating also, meaning it's incorrect, it's not proper what these rabbis do to wear shoes. You can't learn anything from them, because for all we know, maybe they're even eating. Abai v'Rava ma'ayli kimasaimi apanta. Abai and Rava would come in and they would wear the top part of their shoes, but not the soles, not the bottom part of the shoes on the fast days. Maremar Marzutra Machalfi Diamina Lismola Udismola Liamina. Maremar Marzutra would wear shoes on fast days, meaning other than Tisha B'Av, but they would switch their right shoe with their left shoe and left shoe with their right shoe. Rabbanan Debe Rav Ashi and the rabbis of the yeshiva, the house of Rav Ashi, Nafi Kyoyachayu, they would go out like normal, wearing normal shoes on all fast days other than Tisha B'Av. Sabri, because they held Kihada Amar Shmuel, as Shmuel said, Ain Tanasiwar Bebavel Ela Tisha B'Av Bilvad, that in Bavel, other than Tisha B'Av, there is no true public fast day with all the stringencies. Meaning Shivasar B'Tammuz, Nesar B'Teves, all these other fast days, you don't have the stringencies of wearing leather shoes and so forth. Let's see Rashi on that. Yachad Shkibel of Tanis, if a person accepts upon himself a fast, Stam, without specifying, Veinio De Ezer Tanis Kibelov, we don't know what he accepted upon himself, Imshel Yachad, Imshel Sibor, whether it's a private or a public fast. But Asr bin Ila Sasandal, Shema Tanis Sibor, Kegimel, it should be Emsayos, O Kazain Achronos Kibelov. Perhaps he accepts upon himself a fast day like the three middle fasts or the seven last late fasts. We'll see what that's referring to later on in the Masechta, that when there wasn't rain, so there are different series of fasts. There is first three, then another three, then 7 days of fasting, and the middle three and last seven were prohibited in wearing leather shoes. So maybe he accepted upon himself a fast like that. Kasu Rabbanan Latanisa, the rabbis, when they would come to the fast day, Betana Sibor on a public fast day, Vasavri Lakishmul, because they held like Shmuel Da'amar, who said, Ain Tana Sibor Bavel, there is no public fast day in Bavel, Perak Malcolm Shinagu, as we say in Perak Malcolm Shinagu, Da'asr Bin Yasa Sandal, V'chol Hani, which is Asr in leather shoes and all other these stringencies, that the only day that's the only fast day which is prohibited in leather shoes is Tisha B'Av. Ikbar Rav Sheshes, he got upset. Dilma Meichel Nami Achli, maybe they're eating. Or Porshin, Uporshim, Midarkei Tzibor, maybe they're separating themselves from the community, they're acting improperly. V'leis Leit Shmuel, because he did not hold up Shmuel Rav Sheshes. V'anan Ha'ina Naginan K'Shmuel. But Rashi says, we nowadays, we hold like Shmuel, and only on Tisha B'Av do we not wear leather shoes. Apanta, Ishkripte, that's the type of shoe they would wear. Machalfi, they would switch B'Yom Tanisa on a fast day. Fine. Continuing in the Gemara. Amar B'Yehuda Amar Rav, Lova Adam Taniso Uporea. A person can borrow his fast and repay it. Meaning to say, if a person accepted upon himself to fast a certain day, and then he realized that either it's very difficult for him to fast that day, or he can't fast, so he can eat, he can borrow that day, he can eat, and repay it later and fast another day. Because Rav assumes that when you promise to fast, we'll see, even though you said one day, you really mean any day if that day is not good. Ki Amrisa Kami to Shmuel, when he said this in front of Shmuel, Amrali, he told me, V'chi Neder Kibole, did you accept upon yourself a true vow, for example, a vow to give tzedakah, De lo sagi, de lo mishlam, which you must fulfill? No. When you accept upon yourself a fast day, it's not considered a true neder. Litzurei nafshel kibola, you merely accept it upon yourself to pain yourself, either for davening or for tshuva purpose or so forth. Imatzi mitzar nafshe, if you can pain yourself, fine. Ilo matzi, lo mitzar nafshe, but if you can't pain yourself that day, if you're not feeling well or there's some other issue, then you simply don't have to do it. So Shmuel And this version argues and says, no, if for some reason you can't fast that day, not only are you permitted to eat, but you don't even have to make it up on another day. Ikadamri, some said the conversation as follows. Amar Rishudam Arav, Rishudam Arav said, Luv Adam Betaniso Pareya. Again, if you can borrow your fasting, meaning you can eat. If you're not feeling well, Upareya, and repay it, fulfill it on another day. Kamrisa Kami to Shmuel, when they said this in front of Shmuel, Amarli, he said to me, Pshita, that is obvious, of course you are allowed to repay it on another day. Lo Yehe Elaneder. At most, accepting upon yourself to fast is only like a netter, meaning like a netter for tzedakah, that if you put aside money and say, I'm going to give this money to a poor person. Netter, milo, matzi, remove the word boy. Milo, matzi, li shlume, umezo, lamachar, liyom, achrina. Can you not fulfill your netter on another day or another time? I mean, if you set aside money for tzedakah, if you need to, you can use that money and give different money for the tzedakah, as long as you end up giving the tzedakah. So do you hear, if you accept upon yourself to fast, even if you end up not being able to fast today, so you can make it up tomorrow. So we have two different versions. In one version, Shmuel agreed that you have to make it up. But in the first version, Shmuel said, you don't even have to make it up. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yehoshua, Braid Rav Edi, Ikla Lebe Rav Asi. Rabbi Yehoshua, Braid Rav Edi, was visiting at the house of Rav Asi. Avdulei Igla Tilsa, and they made a delicious delicacy, an igla tilsa, a third calf. Literally, tilsa means the third. Sometimes Rashi says that means it was the third-born calf, or Rashi says it means sometimes a calf which is a third grown to full maturity. Either way, it's supposed to be an especially delicious dish. So Amrulei, Lito Marmidi, they told him the master should taste them. Amrulei, Betani, so Yasibna, he said, I can't, I'm fasting today. Amrulei, they told him, Velosif Marvelifra, borrow and repay your fast, meaning eat today and you'll fast another day. Lo savam mar lahadam rehudam arav, do you not hold of rehudam arav said, lova adam taniso parea, that you can borrow your fast and repay it on another day. Merlehu, he told them, tanis chalom hu, this is not any regular fast, I'm specifically fasting today because I had a bad dream last night. It's a tanis chalom, a fast for a dream. V'amarav bar Machasya, Amar Rav Chama Bar Giura, Amar Rav. Rav said, "Yafa Tanis L'Chalam Keish L'Nu'uris." That a fast for a bad dream is like fire to flax, meaning it will destroy the bad dream, and the bad dream won't cause any harm. V'Amar Rav Chisra, Rav Chisra said, "Uvo Bayom." Specifically on that day, that if you want the fast to work, you must fast the day after you had the bad dream. V'Amar Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef said, "Vafil B'Shabbos." So much so, if you have a bad dream Friday night, you're even allowed to fast on Shabbos, even though normally you're not allowed to fast. Maitakante, and if you do that, and you end up fasting Shabbos, how do you fix it? Meaning because it wasn't proper to fast on Shabbos. Lesav Tanisa le Tanisa, then you sit a fast for the fast, meaning you fast on Shabbos for the bad dream, and then you must fast on Sunday or another day to do tshuva for fasting on Shabbos, which is really not proper. But either way, you see that when it comes to a bad dream, you must fast that day, and therefore he didn't want to break his fast and eat from this delicious calf. Let's see Rashi on that. Litsure ba'alma, when you say you're going to fast, it's not a true netter, and you're simply saying that you want to pain yourself. Imatzi mitzar nafshe, if you can, then you will. Ilo, but if you can't, so then you won't fast. And the rest of that line really will just follow the Bach. We take out, really belongs in another Rashi. Va'afilu b'Shabbos, that for a bad dream you can fast even on Shabbos. Yachal hithanos, you can fast. Kedei shispatel tzargufo, in order to remove the pain of your body, because since you're so upset with your bad dream, if you fast on Shabbos, you'll feel better. So that is why you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. So again, Rav Yehuda Rav said that if for some reason you don't want or you can't fast on the day you accepted, you're allowed to fast on another day. In one version, Shmuel agreed to that. Another version, Shmuel said, if you can't fast that day because you're not feeling well, so then you don't even have to make it up on another day.